这次我也很欢喜能够来这里与弟兄姊妹一同见面。
I'm very happy that I can meet you all here at this retreat.
我只盼望一件事情，大家不要听厌。
I just hope for one thing that you will not be bored with my preaching.
怎么一个聚会就是一个人讲话？
That this particular meeting only has one speaker.
但愿神的话能够使我们大家得益处。
I trust that the God's word will be the one that will give us wisdom and understanding.
今天晚上开始，我们要讲到教会的真理。
Today we're going to talk about the truths of the church.
实际上讲起来，我对于教会的真理明白的并不是很透彻。
Indeed, I really do not quite totally understand the truths of the church.
虽然我奉献传道已经有三十年，
although I've been preaching and dedicated my life for the last 30 years,
可是我大半的时间起初都是做学生工作。
But in the beginning, most of my work was involved with student work.
一直到了十年以前才到波士顿开始做教会的工作。
It's only about 10 years ago that I went to work with the church in Boston to work with the church.
实际的工作帮助我去从圣经里头了解教会的真理。
And this really gave me an understanding of the meaning and truths of the church.
从教会的真理里面帮助我去建立教会。
And so from understanding the truths of the church, then how to build a church.
虽然我对于圣经教会的真理了解的不够全面，
even though I cannot totally understand the meanings of the truths of the church,
可是我所了解的的确在建立教会的事上让我得着很大的益处和造就。
But what I've understood, it really helped me in building a church.
今天我们看见主的教会有很多的困难和问题。
Indeed, today we see many problems in the church of God.
常常都是因为基督徒不去了解教会的真理。
Many times it is because Christians do not get to understand the truths of the church.
神的话是一切工作的根基。
God's word is the basis for all work in the church.
我们没有真理的根基，一切的建造就好像房子盖在沙土上一样。
If we do not have the truths from the word of God, then what we are building is like building on sand.
经不住考验，
and will not stand the test of trials.
更是没有长存的价值，
and will not be lasting.
但愿我们这些在美洲的中国基督徒，
I trust that the Christians, Chinese in America,
我们都在知识上，在聪明上有很大的天赋。
So in knowledge and wisdom, we will improve.
但是我们愿意在神的话语上也要下点功夫。
And in God's word, we must exert ourselves too.
不但是要勤于研读神的话，并且要付代价去遵行神的话。
Not only do we really have to study the word of God, but we also have to dedicate ourselves and sacrifice for this.
好让我们基督徒的生活和我们的侍奉能够有根有基。
So our life and our work and our service will be based on a firm foundation.
那现在我们来看几处圣经。
Let's look at a few sections of the Bible.
就是在马太福音第十六章第十三节念起。
In Matthew chapter 16, beginning from verse 13.
我们可以念到第二十节。
Matthew 16, verse 13 to 20.
马太福音十六章十三节到二十节。
Matthew 16, 13 to 20.
耶稣到了该撒利亚菲利比的境内，就问门徒说，人说我人子是谁？他们说，有人说是施洗的约翰，有人说是以利亚，又有人说是耶利米，或是先知里的一位。耶稣说，你们说我是谁？西门彼得回答说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。耶稣对他说，西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示的。我还要告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。我要把天国的钥匙给你，凡你在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑，凡你在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。当下耶稣嘱咐门徒，不可对人说他是基督。那我们再来看创世纪第二章。
Let's turn also to the book of Genesis, chapter 2,
第二十四节
Verse 24
和二十五节
and verse 25.
创世纪第二章二十四节，因此人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。 当时夫妻二人赤身露体，并不羞耻。那再翻过来看以弗所书第五章。
Then we turn to Ephesians chapter 5.
新约以弗所书第五章第三十一节和三十二节。
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 31 and 32.
为这个缘故，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体，这是极大的奥秘，但我是指着基督和教会说的。圣经我们暂时就念到这里。
Let's conclude our Bible reading for the moment.
我们今天晚上是论到教会问题的第一讲。
Particularly this afternoon, this evening, it is the first message on the church.
到底教会是什么？
Indeed, what is the church?
今天晚上的经文就讲到教会是一个生命的合一体。
Particularly these verses remind us that church is a unity.
我们知道很多基督徒，你要问他你到哪里去。
Many Christians, when you ask them, where are you going?
说我到教会去。
And they'll say, yes, I'm going to church.
什么叫做教会？
And you ask them, what is the church?
教会呢，就是礼拜堂。
And they'll talk about the church building.
或者是一个聚会的地方。
Or a place of meeting.
这是我们通常的观念。
This is our usual understanding.
严格的讲起来是不正确的。
Strictly speaking, this is incorrect.
从这个教会这个字的意思来说。
From looking at the meaning of the word church.
这个教会来是说是一个被招出来的一般人。
The church means a gathering or an assembling out of.
所以这不是指着一个地方来说。
And this is not mentioning about a place.
也不是指着他们在那个地方做什么这个事来说。
It is not particularly about what they are meeting about.
它的重点来是这一群的人而言的。
And it particularly is emphasizing this group of people.
这个教会呢，就是一群人。
That is, it is this group of people.
这一群人呢，是基督耶稣所招出来的。
This group of people were called out by Jesus.
就是从罪恶里头招出来的。
That is, they were called out from sin.
从黑暗的权势里招出来的。
Called out from the sin or the darkness, the power of darkness.
他们招出来就进入到基督里面。
And after they've been called out, they've entered into Christ.
在神的光明里面。
And they now entered into the light of God.
这一群人呢，是神心意的所在。
And this is the heart's desire of God.
我们看见主耶稣基督怎样子教导他的门徒。
We see how the Lord Jesus taught his disciples.
刚刚念到马太福音第十六章。
When we turn to Matthew chapter 16.
我们也念过的。
The part that we just read.
看见主耶稣在那里带领十二个门徒。
When he was leading the 12 disciples.
到了三年要结束的时候。
At the end of the 3 years.
他给他们一个考试。
Then he tested them.
就是问他们我是谁。
He asked them, who am I?
这是主耶稣对于世界上的人教导的一个中心点。
And this is a crucial point, a main point of what he was teaching the people.
这也是基督教和别的宗教一个不同的所在。
And this is a crucial difference between Christianity and other religions.
一切的宗教都是讲到教训。
All the religions talk about their teachings.
讲到生活。
All their life.
讲到行为。
And their actions.
但是主耶稣所有的教训是讲到他自己。
But the Lord Jesus, all he taught about was himself.
所以他最后的问门徒说，你们说我是谁？
So finally he asked his disciples, said, who am I?
这就是这个基督徒信仰的一个中心点，认识基督。
And so it's the disciples, the Christians, their focus of their faith.
一个人认识基督才是有生命。
A person who recognizes, who knows Jesus, only that person has life.
认识基督的事上有长进，那就是在永生的生活里。
And then he will grow, and then he will grow on this road to eternity.
所以主耶稣在约翰福音十七章第三节那里说。
In John chapter 17, verse 3.
认识你独一的真神。
Recognize the one and only Son of God.
并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督。
Recognize the only God and the Son that he had sent.
这就是永生。
This is eternal life.
什么叫做永远的生命？
What is eternal life?
有永恒价值的生命。
This is a life that has eternal value.
我们不单是要认识基督耶稣为救主。
Not only do we have to know the Lord Jesus as Savior.
并且在认识基督上面有长进。
And when the understanding of God, we must, Jesus, we must improve.
这个认识不是一个简单的事。
And to understand, to know Him is not a simple thing.
你必须要与他亲近。
We must be close to Him.
你必须对他有所了解。
We must get to understand and know Him.
以至于你才有一个永远的生命。
So that we will have an eternal life.
实际那永生的那一个实际在你身上显明出来。
And then his eternity will be manifested in the person.
今天基督徒的困难在哪里呢？
Nowadays, what is the problem of Christians?
就是他们虽然知道基督。
Is that although they know Jesus,
但是他们不认识基督。
But they do not really know him in this way.
那个基督于他是高高在上的。
Because Christ is so high above him.
是可望不可及的。
You can look at him, but you cannot be close to him.
在他的生活里跟基督是没有关系的。
And his life has no real connection with Jesus.
所以你看见这样的基督徒的生活与不信主的人很少有差别。
And so his life is not very much different from that of a non-Christian.
仍然是在虚空的里面。
And they're still in an empty situation.
这个所罗门的这个痛苦就是在这里。
Solomon's pain was because of this.
他知道有神。
He knew that there was a God.
但他的生活里头不认识神。
But in his life, he did not know God.
所以他一生过去的时候，他说虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空。
So after all his life, he said all of this vain and all of this vanity.
那么我们看见在这个地方，这些门徒啊，的确有了属灵的启示。
As we see here, the disciples indeed had a spiritual understanding.
你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
And they said, you are Christ, you are the Son of the eternal God.
那主耶稣就解说给他们带入第二个真理。
And so then Jesus brought them into the second truth.
就是把教会的真理来启示他们。
And so that he gave them the truths of the church.
咱们看见认识基督是第一步。
So the first thing is to know Christ.
在认识基督之后呢，主要把这些人带到一个地步来认识教会。
And then he wants to bring them into a stage in which they know the church.
一个人不认识基督，那不能够了解，也不能够建立教会。
A person who does not know Christ cannot understand and know the church and cannot build the church.
为什么会有这样子一个教导的方法呢？
Why is it that there is this way of teaching?
那你看，至于神在创世纪里头创造的过程里，那一个关系是非常密切的。
And then we can see how intimately this is involved with how God had created.
刚刚我们念到创世纪第一章跟第二章。
When we read in Genesis chapter 1 and 2,
神创造万物,
and when God created everything,
那总是从最普通的创造到最高到最复杂的,
from the simpler to the complicated,
从那个没有生命的就创造的有生命的,
from that which did not have life to that which had life,
以后呢就创造到一个有像神生命的人出来。
And then he created one that was in the image of God.
那就是人被创造出来。
And that is the creation of man.
那么这个人创造出来之后，神做什么呢？
And then after the creation of man, what did God do?
实际上这个人是那样子的完全，还能够做什么呢？
And God was, man was so perfect at that time, and what more could he do?
但是神认为人还需要给他一个更大的恩典。
And so, but God wanted man to have an even greater blessing.
说这个人独居不好。
And he said that this man is living alone, that's not good.
我要为他造一个配偶来帮助他。
And he wanted to create a mate for him,
a helpmeet. 所以就为人呢预备了一个妻子。
And so God created a wife for the first man.
并且神就把亚当跟夏娃带在一起，让他们两个人联合成为一体。
And so God made Adam and Eve to be united as one.
这一件事是在神七天创造大功里面，六天创造大功里面那个最后所做的事。
And so on the sixth day of God's creation of the ultimate creation was what God did in this instance.
就是为亚当预备了一个配偶。
And that was when God prepared a helpmeet for Adam.
这一件事做完之后呢？
And after God created this.
第七天神就安息了。
On the seventh day, God rested.
神认为他创造的工作已经到圆满的地步。
And God felt that his creation was perfect and that was complete.
所以你看见亚当和夏娃的结合。
And so we see an Adam and Eve in their unity
是神创造工作的最高峰
That was the ultimate in God's creation
那么神的教会工作是什么呢
And what is God's work in the church
就是神救赎计划的最高峰
And that is God's salvation and the pinnacle of that salvation
神把我们罪人救出来之后
After God has saved us out
救我们到一个地步
He wants to save us to an extent.
就是让教会成为基督的新妇
So that the church might be the bride of Christ.
那主在十字架上为我们成全了救恩
Christ had completed salvation on the cross.
把我们从罪里面救出来
So he has saved us from sin.
他现在要把我们这些蒙救赎的人在那里改变我们
And for those of us who have been blessed with this salvation now, he wants to change us.
让我们能够在他将来的荣耀里头跟他一同有份
So that we are in his eternity always with him.
我们来看以弗所书
Let's turn to Ephesians.
第五章
Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章
Ephesians chapter 5.
第二十五节
Verse 25.
和二十一直练到二十七节
From verse 25 to 27.
我们一起来练
Let's read it together.
练英文练中文都可以
English or Chinese.
以弗所书五章二十五节
Verse 25.
你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子正如基督爱教会为教会舍己要用水洁濯道把教会洗净成为圣洁可以献给自己做个荣耀的教会毫无玷污皱纹等类的毛病乃是圣洁没有瑕疵的这里讲到这个丈夫与妻子的关系
And this talks about the relationship between the husband and the wife
又是来说明基督和教会的关系
To talk about the relationship between Christ and the church
那么神把我们教会怎么样救出来呢
How did Christ save the church?
是用爱心把他自己舍在十字架上救了出来
He offered himself on the cross to save the church
所以我们不再是罪人
So that we are no longer sinners
因着他的死我们得生
Because of his death we have life
因着他被弃绝我们得以归回到神的面前
Because he was rejected we are now reconciled in the presence of God
这是教会被救过来之后干什么呢
So what was the purpose of the church being saved out?
在今天这个世界，他要用水接着道把我们洗净。
So that he might sanctify and cleanse her by the washing of water with the word.
可是我们今天被得救的人，主把我们留在地上所要做的事。
And so after we are saved, that's the purpose why Christ left us in this world.
把我们从世界来的肉体来的一些败坏，被他的道，被他的圣灵。来洗除干净
So our fleshly sins might be washed and cleansed by his word
最终的目的是什么呢
And what is the ultimate purpose
最终的目的要让我们成为一个荣耀的新妇来献给他
So that we might be a splendid bride to be presented to her
所以主耶稣再来的时候
So when Jesus Christ comes back
就好像什么呢
What is he like
就好像一个新妇那个被嫁被新郎迎娶的时候到了
It is like the time of the bride being presented to the bridegroom
把献给他做一个荣耀的新妇
So that is an eternal bride of Christ
以至于这样子一个教会
So this kind of church
在那永世的里面
In the eternity
成为那神恩爱的标本
And so this is the model of God's eternal love
是神那创造工作一切工作里面一个最荣耀的工作
So in all of God's creation this is most glorious creative act
所以在这个以弗所书第二章这里说
So in Ephesians chapter 2 it says
我们看第二章第七节
In chapter 2 verse 7
要将他丰盛的恩典就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈显明给后来的世代看
That in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness towards us in Christ Jesus
这个教会的身上就把神爱罪人那一个丰盛的恩典展示在宇宙中间
So in all his infinite grace and mercy towards us he can manifest his love to us to all the universe
所以我们看启示录里面有这样的记载
In Revelations it has this record
我们看启示录第十九章
In Revelation chapter 19
第七节
Chapter 19, verse 7.
启示录第十九章第七节。
In Revelation chapter 19, verse 7.
我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，心腹也自己预备好了，就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣，这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
Let us rejoice and exult and give him the glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. It was granted to her to be clothed with fine linen, bright and pure, for the fine linen is the righteous deeds of the saints.
再看第二十一章。
In chapter 21,
启示录第二十一章第九节。
Chapter 21, verse 9.
拿着七个金碗盛满末后七灾的七位天使中，有一位来对我说，你到这里来，我要将心腹，就是羔羊的妻，指给你看。
Then came one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues and spoke to me saying, Come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb.
你看见主耶稣来的时候，
See, when Christ came,
那就是这个教会好像心腹都预备好了的时候。
When Christ comes, it will be like the bride that is ready.
以至于在教会被提到永远的荣耀里面的时候，他把神的恩典就彰显出来。
And so when the church is called to eternity, then God's grace will be manifested.
所以天使在这里给人看什么呢？就看来一个主的心腹，这是教会。
So the angels will allow us to see that this is the bride, this is the church.
我想有一点很好的说明。
I think there's a description that is very apt.
我们常常看见新郎跟新妇结婚。
We often see a bride and bridegroom being married.
我也主持过一些婚礼。
I have conducted some marriage ceremonies.
啊，有一点可以说明啊，将来的那个图画。
I think it can describe this future scene.
常常在结婚的那一天呢，那个新郎都有点傻头巴脑的。
是不是傻头巴脑？
很傻，很傻 ，stupid.
对 ，a lot of times during the day before the marriage, he's he's very dumb.
那我们那个婚礼是这样。
In the marriage ceremony like this,
常常我是先跟那个新郎跟伴郎跑出来。
I would say first I have the bridegroom and best man come out.
站在我的前面。
And I would have them stand before me.
他的头呢就要望着那个门的那一边。
And his head has to be turned to the door.
常常这新郎出来的时候，不大有人理他的。
A lot of times when the bridegroom comes out, not many people notice him.
但是当那个结婚进行曲一奏出来的时候，
But when the bridal hymn is played,
整个的那个婚礼气氛就两样。
And then the entire atmosphere of the ceremony is changed.
也看见那一队人走过来的时候，
As we see the people coming out,
那些人都要讲话了。
And then what do people say?
新娘来了。
They say, the bride is coming.
新娘来了。
The bride is coming.
如果新郎想一想的话，真应该吃醋的。
Theoretically, the bridegroom should be jealous.
怎么我出来没有人讲话？
Why is it when I come out nobody mutters anything?
怎么新娘出来才有人讲话？
Why is it that when the bride comes out then people start saying?
以后这个新娘子走过来。
And then the bridegroom starts, a bride starts walking up.
所有的人都站起来。
And everybody stands up.
不但站起来，这个眼睛都要随着她跑。
And the eyes are gazing after her.
这个新郎站在这里没有人理他。
And the bridegroom is standing there, nobody's paying attention to him.
他会不会说，哎，你们不要光看他，要看看我。
He doesn't say, oh, don't look at me, don't look at her, look at me.
没有。
He doesn't do that.
反而觉得你们多看他的新娘子，他越高兴。
And it seems as if the more you look at the bride, the more happy he is.
如果大家不看新娘子，那一天的婚礼一定倒霉了。
If that day the people do not look at the bride, then that really would be a bad ceremony.
将来在永世里面，什么能够彰显主耶稣的救恩的丰富呢？
And in that day, when Christ comes, what is the time, what is the occasion to manifest God's abundance?
就是这些蒙恩的罪人与他在永世里面合而为一。
Is that the sinners who have been redeemed, who have been blessed, now are united with him.
为了把这件事情表明出来,
so that they can manifest this particular
这个奥秘,
aspect.
那个永恒的奥秘表明出来,
so that this eternal mystery can be manifested.
所以神在创造的时候,
so when God's creation, in the first creation, God made a helpmeet for Adam.
这件事情不是光光
It is not only a thing of the present.
不错, 一个丈夫妻子是人与人之间最亲密的关系。
Yes, a husband and a wife is the most intimate condition in the human life.
但是在这件事情的后面有了属灵的启示, 神要我们了解。
And yet there is also a spiritual lesson in this that we must understand.
就是让我们知道了将来永恒里面基督与教会那一个亲密的关系是怎么样一回事。
And so that we can understand the intimate relationship between Christ and the church.
所以这里说这是极大的奥秘。 但我是指着基督和教会说的。
And so here it says that this is a great mystery, but I am talking about the relationship between Christ and the church.
所以你是看见圣经里面对于教会的真理那个分量是多么重。
And so we see how the Bible treats the matter of the church in a very serious way.
我们来看保罗怎么教导基督徒。
Let's see how Paul teaches the Christians.
我们看圣经都知道。 圣经里头有几本书是特别论到教会。
We know that there are particularly several parts of the Bible that talk about the church.
讲到教会的真理最清楚的就是以弗所书。
The clearest part is in the book of Ephesians.
以弗所的信徒为什么保罗要跟他讲教会真理呢？
Why is it that Paul has to talk to the Ephesian Christians about the church?
我们来看他这些信徒是些怎么样的信徒呢？
Let's see what kind of Christians they were.
我们看以弗所书第一章
And we see in chapter 1
第一节
In verse 1
奉神旨意做基督耶稣使徒的保罗写信给在以弗所的圣徒就是在基督耶稣里有忠心的人
Paul and Apostle of Christ Jesus to the, by the will of God to the saints who are also faithful in Christ Jesus
我们再看
第十五节，第一章第十五节，Chapter 1, verse 15。因此，我既听见你们信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒。 For this reason, because I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints.
以弗所的信徒不是一般的信徒。
The Ephesian Christians were not the average Christian.
第一节说是在基督耶稣里头有忠心的人。
First verse says that these are the faithful ones who are in Christ Jesus.
第十五节说, 他们对于主是有信心并且有顺服的人。
And the second part in verse 15 talks about them that they have faith and they are submissive.
并且这些人对于弟兄姊妹是有爱心的人。
And they also love the brethren.
你看, 这不是一个模范的信徒吗?
Aren't these model Christians?
对于工作来说忠心。
They are faithful in their work.
对于主的话语来说是幸福。
They're faithful to God's word.
对于人来说是有爱心。
Towards others, they have love.
他们到底要追求什么呢?
And what are they seeking after?
保罗说,你们这些信徒要追求明白教会的真理。
And he tells them that you should seek after understanding the truth of the church.
所以就用这一封书信把教会到底是怎样的。
And so he uses this particular letter to talk to them about what is the truth about the church.
感谢主，我们今天在基督里头已经到一个地步。
I thank the Lord that we are at a certain stage.
大家开始要不以我们已有的机会而满足。
We are not satisfied with what conditions or what situation we have.
我们要追求这样子来建立教会。
We are seeking after how to build the church. And this is what God loves.
那么到底什么是教会呢?
And indeed, what is the church?
我们来看以弗所书第一章第22节和23节。
In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22 and 23.
我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
这一节圣经是非常宝贝的。
This is a very precious verse.
一章22、23。 又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。这里有一个比方，
Here is an example，
就是讲到一个人的比方。
And this is using a human analogy。
基督是教会的头。
And Christ is the head of the church.
教会是基督的身体。
And the church is his body.
用一个最简单的话来说，这个比喻只讲到教会是一个生命的团体。
And so it's a simple description of the body as the body of the church.
这一个身体是有生命的。
In this body, there is life.
教会呢，是要把这个生命见证出来的一个团体。
And it is an organization, it's a body, which, an organ, which manifests this truth.
那这一个生命是怎样一个生命呢？
And what is this life this, that we describe?
那这里有两方面的说明。
And then the two aspects of this.
证明这个基督与基督徒是那生命的合一体。
And this is that Christ and the Christian are one unit.
我们都知道头跟身体的关系是很重要。
We know the important relationship between the head and the body.
是不可以分开的。
You can't separate them.
别的东西可以分开。
Other things can be separated.
这个头不能分开。
We can't separate the head.
那身体有头才有生命。
And the body has to have a head to have life.
身体没有头了就是尸体。
If a body doesn't have a head, then it's a corpse.
那就是没有死的，没有生命。
That is, it has no life.
那这个教会的生命的重点在什么地方呢？
And the life of the church, the crucial point is,
就是这个教会一切的生命都是跟基督的联合所流露出来的。
And all its life is because of its connection with Christ, and so that it can flow out.
你看见这个比喻是多么把基督与教会的关系说出来了。
So this perfectly describes this relationship between Christ and the church.
这个关系是多么的亲密。
How intimate this relationship is.
身体的感觉跟头的感觉是不能分开的。
And the feeling of this body cannot be separated from the feeling of the head.
我们看见保罗在没有信主的时候，他不了解这一点。
When Paul was not a Christian, he did not understand this.
但是他信主之后，他就很清楚了。
When he trusted the Lord, then he could understand this.
是他永远不能忘记的。
And then he could not forget this.
我们来看这个《使徒行传》第九章。
We will turn to the book of Acts, chapter 9.
《使徒行传》第九章。
Chapter 9.
讲到保罗悔改的经过。
When it talks about Paul's conversion.
他正在要去逼迫基督徒往大马士去的路上。
As he was going to Damascus in order to persecute the Christians,
主耶稣忽然之间向他显现。
Christ appeared to him all of a sudden.
我们看第九章第三节。
In chapter 9, verse 3,
扫罗行路，将到大马士，忽然从天上发光，四面照着他，他就扑倒在地，听见有声音对他说，扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？他说，主啊，你是谁？主说，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。那么这一段话都记载得很清楚。
And here it talks about very clearly.
讲明保罗在悔改的时候从来没有看过主。
In Paul's conversion, he had never before seen Christ.
他根本也没有亲手加害在主耶稣的身上。
He had not personally persecuted Christ.
但是这里忽然之间，在他要去逼迫基督徒的时候，天上有一个声音来说：“你为什么逼迫我？”
And yet, when he was about to persecute the Christians, then there was a voice from heaven who asked him, "Why are you persecuting me?"
难怪得保罗说：“主啊，你是谁？我什么时候逼迫过你啊？”
And so, of course, Paul said, "Who are you?" That I am persecuting you.
那我听别人讲过一个比方。
I've heard an example that other people have said.
有一个小孩子在马路上走路。
There's a little child who is walking on the street.
你不小心把他的脚踩了一下。
And by accident you step on his foot.
你刚刚踩过，楼上面有一个人伸出窗子来，喂，你怎么踩我？
And suddenly there's someone who pops his head out and says, why did you step on me? Of course, you would be very surprised. How come I've stepped on this toe down here and someone up there makes a comment? And so Christ's feeling for the church is just like that. Paul was persecuting the Christians.
主说你是逼迫我。
Christ said that you are persecuting me.
这是为什么呢?
Why is it?
因为基督徒跟基督是合而为一的。
Because Christ and Christians are united in one.
所以人对于基督徒怎么样, 就是对于主怎么样。
So that how men have treated the Christians, that is how they treat Christ.
这不是一个很简单的事。
This is not a very simple matter.
如果我们基督徒了解了这一点,
if we Christians can understand this point,
你知道你我对于教会的态度是一个非常重要的事。
Then our attitude towards and knowledge of the church will be very important.
你以为我不爱教会不要紧吗?
You think that, well, that I don't love the church, it doesn't matter?
我只要爱主就行了。
As long as I love Christ,
没有这样的事。
There's no such thing.
基督与教会是合而为一的。
Christ and the church are united in one.
你不爱教会就是不爱主。
If you do not love the church, you do not love Christ.
你在那里批评教会就是批评主。
As you are maligning the church, then you are maligning Christ.
你不信主，主对于你这件事。 他不会跟你有什么很厉害的计较。
And
不信主的话,
if you do not believe in Christ, there's not this relationship.
但是你信主了, 你必须要知道, 这是个很严肃的事情。
But after you become a Christian, then this becomes a very serious matter.
我们必须要把教会与主联合起来, 这个观念深深地放在心中。
We must put this concept of this close relationship in Christ and the church into our hearts.
这样可以免去许多教会不必要有的困难和不好的见证。
And this can eliminate many of the bad testimonies and misunderstandings in the church.
你看见基督与教会是不分开的。
Christ and the church cannot be separated.
所以基督徒属灵的生命 与基督永远是不能分开的。
So the Christian spiritual life cannot be separated from that of Christ.
我们要生命的长进。
In order to grow in our spiritual life,
每一个过程都是与基督连接在一起所产生的。
In every step, we have to be connected with Christ in order to produce this.
那我们来看以弗所书第二章。
Well, let us turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章第五节。
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 5.
那第一节到第四节就是讲到我们过去与基督无关的光景。
In verse 1 to verse 4, it talks about our condition before we knew Christ.
那现在呢,基督把我们救过来了。
But now Christ has saved us.
那怎么个救法呢?
And how has he saved us?
那就是第五节开始。
And that's in verse 5.
一直到第六节。
From verse 5 and 6.
当我们死在过犯中的时候, 便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩，他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上。
Even when we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and made us sit with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
你看在中文圣经里面三次讲到一同。
In the Chinese Bible, it talks about the three times it talks about together.
那与基督一同活过来。
Together we are raised up with him.
那与基督一同复活。
Together we are resurrected.
那这个复活含有这起来的意思。
And this also means to get up.
那第三与基督一同坐在天上。
And then it says we are sitting with him, together with him.
我们可以听见基督耶稣很多的道理。
We can hear a lot about the truths about Christ.
但是对我们的生命没有什么大的影响。
But it may not have much influence or impact on our lives.
直到有一天你知道基督那些道理跟理的关系呢, 这就产生不同的影响。
And then one day we realize the relationship between Christ's truth and us.
我们都知道基督耶稣死在十字架上为世人的罪。
We all know that Jesus Christ died on the cross for all the sins of man.
这是很有道理的。
This is very logical and very reasonable.
但这个道理对于你没有用。
And yet this truth has no impact on us.
到了有一天你忽然之间发现一件事。
But then one day all of a sudden one realizes,
原来基督耶稣死在十字架上, 是带着我的罪死在十字架上。
Then we realize that Jesus Christ, when he died on the cross, he brought all my sin on his shoulders.
他的死就是我的死。
His death is my death.
他受罪的刑罚 就是我的罪受的刑罚。
He was punished for sin, then he was punished for my sin.
看见这个时候，也知道你释放了，你可以得救了。
As I see that, then I know that I'm free, I'm saved.
那么当你看见基督耶稣从死里活过来以后
，And when we see Jesus Christ resurrected from the dead,
他能够把那个复活的生命赐给你。
And he can give us that resurrected life for us.
他死为你死，他活也为你活。
When he died for us, and when he rose, he rose for us.
用信心看见这个时候，你知道他没有困难的事，你就活了过来。
And in faith, we understand this, and we know that he has no difficulty with us, and we are raised up with him.
你看见基督耶稣胜过世界上一切的权柄。
We see that Jesus Christ has overcome all the powers of this earth.
没有什么能够抵挡他。
And there's nothing that can overcome him.
你在他的里面，你知道他一定也能够把你带到荣耀的地步。
We are with him, and so that we know that he will take us.Into eternity.
也能够站在那个得胜的地步来观察这世界上的事。
So that we can stand with him in victory and look at all these conditions.
所以你看见这个基督与基督徒那属灵的经验是不能分开。
And so we know that Christ and the Christian, the spiritual experience cannot be separated.
正因为这个缘故呢，你就看见整个教会的那一个追求的路线就是与基督。永远的结合在一起。
So we know that the entire goal of the church would be to be with Christ eternally.
我们了解了这一点。
Will we understand that?
我们每一个人对于教会都有一个心，就是甘心乐意的追求侍奉。
So then we can willingly place ourselves to serve in the church.
我们在教会里面所有一切的劳苦。
We say that there are lots of toil and trouble in the church.
除非是我们为自己的。
And it's except that sometimes it's because we are doing it for ourselves.
除非是我们喜欢活动的。
Sometimes it's because we just love excitement.
要不然的话，所有这些都是坐在主的身上。
And all of this should be done for Christ.
所以你欢喜的时候，也甘心乐意的侍奉。
And so we can do this willingly and joyfully.
你侍奉的时候受苦。也甘心乐意的侍奉。
When we serve and we suffer, we do this also willingly and joyfully.
因为你是为基督的身体而受苦。
Because we're doing this, we're suffering for God's body, for Christ's body.
这就是保罗侍奉的秘诀所在。
And so this is the secret of Paul's service in Christ.
我们来看哥罗西书。
Let's turn to the book of Colossians.
新约的哥罗西书。
Colossians.
第一章。
Colossians chapter 1.
第二十四节
Chapter 1 verse 24
哥罗西书第一章二十四节
Chapter 1 verse 24
现在我为你们受苦倒却欢乐为什么呢他说并且为基督的身体就是为教会要在我肉身上补满基督患难的缺欠
For your sake and in my flesh I complete what is lacking in Christ's afflictionFor the reason being, for the sake of his body, that is, the church.
为什么保罗传道受苦觉得欢喜?
Why is it that Paul can rejoice in his sufferings?
这与他得救的时候知道教会就是基督的身体这一个认识是不可分开的。
And it is not separable from his realization that the body, the church is Christ's body.
从前是逼迫教会就是逼迫主。
Formerly, when he was persecuting the Christians, he was persecuting Christ himself.
现在为教会受苦，就是为主受苦。
And now he's suffering for the church, and he is suffering indeed for Christ.
他有这样一个荣耀的用苦难来侍奉教会的机会，他觉得非常的快乐。
So he has the opportunity now to suffer for Christ or the body, and he is joyful in that.
我们是不是看见今天很少有基督徒有这样子的见证？
Is it true that nowadays we see very few Christians with this kind of a testimony?
A lot
of Christians, even though they don't suffer, they do not love the church.
以后受了苦啊，更是到处在那里埋怨，在那里说教会的坏话。
And if they suffer, then they complain and are bitter about it and talk badly about the church.
是不是这个教会的真理是我们建立教会一个很重要的因素？
And so is it because we do not understand the truth of the church?
那么这个教会是基督身体，第二个意义是什么呢？
And what is the second meaning of the body being the church being the body of Christ?
我们来看以弗这哥林多前书第十二章。
Let's now turn to First Corinthians chapter 12.
第十二节。
Chapter 12, verse 12.
哥林多前书十二章第十二节。
First Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12.
就如身子是一个，却有许多肢体，而且肢体虽多，仍是一个身子。基督也是这样。
For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ.
你看这里把基督与教会又是把它当作一体而说的。
And now again it talks about Christ and the church as one body.
那么这个身子就是教会。
And the body is the church.
但是这里说基督也是这样。
And then it says, indeed is also with Christ.
它不是说教会也是这样。
It doesn't say that so it is also with the church.
基督也是这样。
It says so it is with Christ.
所以你看基督与教会，教会与基督就是一体的。
And so it says Christ and the church or Christ, they are one.
那么基督徒在这个身体上的关系是什么呢？
And what is the relationship of the Christians in this body?
那就是说我们是在身体上的肢体。
And so we are the members of this body.
所以基督徒与基督徒的关系是怎样一个关系呢？
And so what is the relationship between a Christian and another Christian?
这是一个生命合一的关系。
And this is a unity of life.
这就是教会的一个最重要的特色。
And this is a very important characteristic of the church.
这一个特色呢，是给世人看见的。
And in this characteristic, this is for the world to see.
基督与教会的合一。
The unity of Christ and the church.
是神所看见的。
This is what Christ and God sees.
是我们的经历所看见的。
And what our experience knows.
而是基督徒与基督徒是身体呢。
And but the relationship of Christian versus Christian in their body.
就是能够见证在世人面前，
给世人看见的。This is a testimony to the world for others to see.
那从这里我们就得着一个启示。
So now we see an understanding.
这个教会之中，我们应该追求些什么？
And so we know what we are to seek after.
教会。是世界上一个最奇怪的团体。
It's a very unusual kind of an organization.
它的特别在哪里呢？
What is the special, specialty?
就是这个教会没有限制的。
And that is there are no limits to this church.
什么人都可以来教会。
Anyone can come to church.
世界上找不到第二个这样团体。
There's no other organization like that.
你看世界任何团体都有排他性。
And in any organization in church in the world, there is some discrimination.
譬如说老人会呢，年轻人进不去。
If it is a meeting for old people, then the young people can go.
那妇女会的男人进不去。
If it's a women's meeting, then the men can come in.
工程师学会呢，读文学进不去。
If it's a society of engineers, then those who are studying the arts cannot go in.
同乡会呢，不是同乡进不去。
If it's a clan meeting, then others that are not of the clan cannot come.
校友会呢，非校友进不去。
If it's an alumni meeting, then others that are non-alumni can come in.
所有世界的团体都有限制。
So all the organizations of the world, there are limits.
教会没有限制。
But the church has no limits.
如果教会有限制，就不是教会。
If the church has limits, then it is not a church.
有的人说我们教会是知识分子教会。
And some people say, oh, our church is for the intellectuals.
苏灵方没有这个事。
In the spiritual realm, there is no such thing.
我们虽然现在有中国人的教会。
Although we have a Chinese church.
那这个不是限制。
This is not the limit.
如果有一天那个美国人来说，你不要来我们中国人教会，那糟糕了，你走偏错误了。
If Americans come and then you say you can't come because of the Chinese church, then we have gone astray.
我们所以在一起聚会是为了方便交通。方便带出主的见证。
It's only because of convenience, because of transportation, so we can bring out God's testimony.
但是并没有任何其他的限制。
But we should not have any other restrictions.
那么是不是说教会什么人都可以来呢？
Is it that anybody can come to the church?
这也不是。
This is not exactly correct.
这是好像有点矛盾了。
There seems to be some contradiction in this.
没有限制，怎么又有了限制呢？
How come you say there are no limits, and yet you seem to imply some limits?
的确，教会是没有什么限制的。
Indeed, there are no limits in the church.
但是在一个条件之下,
but there is one condition.
必须跟基督有关系,
and that is there must be a relationship with Christ himself.
才能够进入教会,
that one can enter into the church.
这就是说教会里面的人有一个不可少的要求, 就是要有基督耶稣的生命。
So this is a condition which is absolutely necessary that the church is those who have a relationship with Christ.
所以这里用身体的比方来形容。
So here it talks about the body as an example.
我们身体上的肢体很多。
That we have many members in this body.
但是我们每一个身体上的肢体有一个共同点，有同样的生命。
But all the members, all the parts have one common phenomenon, and that is the life.
如果没有生命进入教会里头, 就是麻烦。
If there's one who is, doesn't have life and enters into the church, then there's a problem.
是不是我们看见我们事实上, 这个有些地方不是很好看。
Sometimes we look at our body and there's some parts which don't look so pretty.
或者有一点缺陷,
maybe some defect.
你要加一点东西进去。
And you want to add something.
哦, 你把这个肉里头加几个羊毛, 或者加几个孔雀毛加上去。
Maybe you want to add some different things, different hairs here.
那这一加到你的肉里头, 你就痛了。
If we do that, then there'll be some pain.
你就没有方法能够容纳它。
And we cannot accept it.
那所以这一方面就是讲到教会那个生命的要求是不可少的。
And so we must say that the condition of the life, that the members have is,
主耶稣曾经讲过
is essential. Jesus Christ has said once,
说人若没有生命,没有基督就是没有生命。
Those who do not have Christ do not have life.
一个人如果不是从水和圣灵生的, 就不能进神的国。
If he was not born of the water and the spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
你看见很, 一个普遍的事实常摆在我们的面前。
There's a universal fact that is before us.
一个人有了基督的生命,
a person who has Christ's life,
他很自然的又与一个有基督生命的人就一见如故。
And when they see another person who has Christ's life, then it is like seeing old friends.
这个实在是超过这个时间和空间的那个困难。
This is beyond time and space problems.
你看见我们跟有一些人住在一起好多年不如两个基督徒一碰头那么亲热。
And a lot of times we live together with a person for many years, it's not like meeting another Christian.
这个是什么呢? 这就是一个生命里面那个合一的。
It is a unity of life, and it's a very marvelous thing.
所以你看,
so we see that when Christians come to a certain place, very easily he can have good relationships with the other Christians in that area. He feels that his heart is very happy.
但是你可以到一个, 教会里看见有一些人, 他到教会里面, 他跟别的基督徒格格不入。
And yet we see others who come to the church and they still don't seem to be able to mix with the other people.
这里面你发现你要追根到底呢,
and when you really try to find out the source of the problem, then we find that it is a matter of life.
你到一个教会里面,你发现弟兄姊妹啊,好像上办公厅一样站在你聚会,你知道有问题了。
If we go to a church and we find that everybody's going there like going to an office, then we find that there will be a problem.
而是你看见一个教会里面弟兄姊妹啊,那个那样的亲人,你知道这里面既有基督的生命。
But if you see that a church is very intimate, then we see that Christ's life is there.
就好像这个 诗篇131篇所说了,
it's like a Psalm 131 that says,
弟兄和睦同居是何等的善,何等的美。
How good it is for brethren to dwell together.
为什么呢? 因为在那里有永远的生命。
Because there is the eternal life there.
那个永远的生命就接着个见证了出来。
Because in this eternal life, it is manifested and testified out.
今天我们都说基督教这个最重要的特点。
And we see that Christians have a very important characteristic. Because in the Christian life, it talks about life, and it's very important. And what kind of life is this? It is a spiritual life.
And it's
a fleshly life that you cannot see and cannot be compared with. How is it that we allow the people of the world to experience and to know that this life is there? There are two ways. One is through the lives of Christians. And this is a foundation. And yet it is not enough. Because we see many non-Christians who seem to have a very good life too. And now God has given us another stage, and that is so that we can all be together, and then we can really bring out this testimony. So that when Christians are together, they are like a group.
一个团体是个最复杂的团体。
And in this group, it is a very complicated group.
一般的团体在地上啊, 它有限制，还有很多的麻烦。
In many groups of this world, there are many limits and there are many problems.
但是这教会呢，分子这么复杂，他们确实能够过着一个很奇妙的合一的生活。
And yet, when the church comes together, although there are many complicated aspects of it, yet they can live together.
让这些不信主的人看见一个不可否认的事实。
So that those who are outside can see something which they cannot deny.
就是世界所找不到的一种生命。在基督的教会里找到了。
And so that now they cannot find this life which is in the presence of Christian
together. 让他们能够羡慕这个生命，来得着这个生命。
So they can seek after and admire this kind of life, and they can obtain it.
我们了解了这一点。
So when we understand this,
所以我们建立教会的时候，
when we build the church,
我们必须要从根基来开始建造。
We must build it from a foundation.
要让每一个教会里的人有生命的实质。
And so that everyone has life.
如果我们教会里头有一些人没有得救，
If there are some among us who are not saved,
我们千万要把他带到得救的地步。
We must bring him into the condition of salvation.
特别是那些核心的分子，
Especially those who are nuclear groups.
他们必须要有共同合一主类的生命。
They must have a common unity of life in Christ.
这样是一个教会才有建造的可能。
And so then this church can be built.
我记得从前我刚去波士顿建立教会的时候，
I remember that when I first went to build up the church in Boston,
实在是有一点没有经验。
At that time, I did not have much experience.
你知道，一个传道人总喜欢人多。
A preacher likes to have a lot of people.
我刚去聚会，第一次聚会十三个人。
First time when I went to there, it was only 13 people.
后来慢慢聚会二三十个人。
After a while, there were 20 or 30.
常常我们就盼望有更多人加入教会。
And then we like to have more people come to the church.
我们教会呢有一种制度，就是有这个会友的会籍，这 membership 这个设立的。
We had a system where we had a membership.
那我们就常常报告我们教会的信仰是什么，谁愿意加入教会的，欢迎你来报名。
And so we would often announce that these are the conditions of membership, and we welcome people to join as members.
中国人呢，就是很客气的。
And the Chinese are very polite people.
他要自动报名呢，他都不愿意。
For them to volunteer to apply, they don't want to do it.
所以报告了好多次，都没有多少人来报名。
After announcing this several times, still not many people came.
那后来呢，有一个弟兄就给我建议了。
And then there was a brother who suggested to me.
姜牧师啊，中国人很客气的。
Yes, Chinese are very polite.
也懒的。
And lazy.
所以要用另外一个办法。
You have to use another method.
他说你啊，在聚会讲了教会道理、教会的重要呢，先印好一个表。
And so when you are talking about the truth of the church and preaching on it, then you should print up a list.
那么这个表后面就说你是不是基督徒。
And then there will be a question that says, "Are you Christian?"
那么后面你可以 check 一下啊，勾一勾。
Then you can check it.
哦，说你愿不愿意加入本教会做会友
？Do you want to enter to join in this church as a member？
愿意的话也勾一勾。
If you're willing, you can check it off.
再趁热打铁。
And so we can strike while the iron is hot.
这一次啊，我这一讲完道一发出去啊，一收回来啊。喜笑颜开。
So after I received back these printed sheets, I really was very happy.
很多基督徒说我是基督徒，我要加入教会。
And many people said I'm Christian and I want to join the church.
一下子会有增加十几个。
And all of a sudden we had more than 10 new Christians enter.
很舒服了。
That was very happy.
后来就说阿狗阿猫都进来了。
So then we got cats and dogs in.
这些都没有生命的，他的信仰都不清楚的。
And so these are people who didn't have life, and their faith was not clear.
所以后来这些就可能成为教会建造里的很大的困难。
And so these became a lot of problems in the church.
我就在主的面前认罪啊，说主啊，我错了，这头痛给我拿去吧。
And so I confessed to God and said I repented. Please remove my headache.
所以后来呢，在这件事情上必须按照主的。
So I realized in this particular aspect, one has to do it according to God's will. We still have a membership system.
我们觉得这是对于他 一个 commitment， 这是一个啊、一个对于教会有一个负担。
We feel that it is a commitment for them for the church。
但是呢，我们不是要他来填，也不是要他自动报名。
And it is, but we don't have them check off the list or volunteer.
经过了观察，经过了交通，经过了在信仰上互相的印证，对吧？以后呢，要他去祷告。
As we observe them, as we interrelate with them, as we see them and have fellowship with them, and then we ask them to pray about it.
基督徒与基督的关系。
And so that Christian and Christian's relationship.
让他知道基督徒互相之间的关系。
So that they can see the relationship between Christians.
让他知道他作为一个基督徒，他与教会到底态度怎么样。
And so when they see this, and then they see the relationship between them and Christ.
当这些真有生命的人聚在一起，这工作就容易推广。
And then when we see that the Christians who have the life and all they are together, then we see how the work goes on.
你看，今天好多基督徒连祷告都不会，你说这样的基督徒在一起怎么能够建造属灵的工作？
And today we see that there are many Christians who don't even know how to pray, and so how can we establish the work?
我传道好多年。
I've been preaching for many years.
我常常跟很多基督徒一起谈话。
A lot of times I talk with many Christians.
我问你信主没有
？I asked, "Have you believed in the Lord?"
他说我信了。
He says, "I believe."
我们一起祷告好不好
？I say, "Well, let's pray together."
或者有时候聚会，请某弟兄你祷告好不好
？I says, "Oh, in certain meetings, a good brother, could you pray?"
他常常说，牧师啊，你祷告啊。
And they say, "Well, Pastor, you pray."
我不会祷告。
I don't know how to pray.
我说你信主，你祷告不祷告？
And so I say, you believe in the Lord, do you pray?
他说祷告。
So I do pray.
说那么这样祷告吗？你可以祷告吗？
So I said, you can pray. Why don't you pray?
后来，哎呀，还是你祷告吧。
Yes, so why don't you pray, Pastor?
这一种情形跟一个不信主的人有一点相似。
It seems as if there's some similarity between him and a non-Christian.
但是我发现一个真信主的人呢，他一定要祷告。
But I know that a person who really is a believer, he will pray.
他虽然祷告的不好，
although his prayers may not be that good,
但是他要祷告。
And yet, but yet he will pray.
我没有信主之前，我常觉得一些基督徒祷告是不可思议的事。
And before I became a Christian, I didn't quite understand the prayer.
看见一些男人、女人望着天祷告，亲爱的天父。
I see men and women, they are calling on the beloved Father.
And
sometimes they smile, and sometimes even tears come to their eyes.
I thought, well,
maybe they're a bit crazy.
我永远不会这样。
I said, I will not do this.
但是后来我信了主呢，我也是这样。
But after I became a Christian, I did this too.
这原因是什么呢？
And what is the reason?
因为基督因着我的信住在我的心中。
Because of my faith, Christ has lived in me.
我们看罗马书第八章。
We see Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章第十五节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 15.
你们所受的不是奴仆的心，仍旧害怕；所受的乃是儿子的心，因此呼叫阿爸父。
For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of sonship.When we cry, Abba, Father.
那你看见刚刚我们练的英文这些心字啊，原文都是灵字。
And so it says here, it is a spirit.
那我们一信主之后呢，神就把他儿子的灵赐给我们。
He gives us the spirit of sonship.
所以我们对于神的态度就转变了。
So our attitude towards God has changed.
我们从前怕神，不承认神。
Before we were afraid of God, we did not accept him.
但是我们一接受耶稣呢，儿子的灵进到我们里头。
The day we accepted the Lord Jesus, then the sonship spirit came into me.
生命改变。
And our life changed.
我们与神的关系是个父子的关系。
And our relationship with God is a relationship of father and son.
所以我们开始亲近他，愿意祷告他。
So we are close with him, and then we can pray to him.
这是一个神迹。
And this is a miracle.
这一个神迹是生命所带出来的。
And this is brought out by the life.
这是教会建造一个不可少的要求和见证。
And this is a basic condition of the church and its testimony.
所以求主让我们知道教会的根基特质是生命。
I trust that we must all know that the characteristic of the church is life.
我们以后再继续讲。
We will continue with the sermons subsequently.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们赞美你。
Lord Jesus, we praise you.
你不但是把我们从罪中救出来，
Not only have you brought us out from sin,
主把我们置到何等荣耀的地步。
He brought us into a glorious condition.
让我们与你合而为一。
So that we're united and one with you.
你的一切就是我们的。
And all of yours is mine.
你要我们与你同死。
You want us to die with you.
你要我们与你同活。
And we are raised with you.
你要我们与你一同坐在天上。
We will sit together with you in the heavenly places.
我感谢你，你为教会的缘故做万有之首。
For the church, you've become the head of everything.
你也为了教会的缘故，你付上一切的代价。
Because of the church, you have offered up all kinds of sacrifice.
所有你的都是我们的。
All of yours is ours.
我们求你让我们知道我们在地上到底为什么。
We pray that you will allow us to know what our purpose is on this life.
主啊，坚固我们。
Lord, that you would strengthen us.
检查我们。
Examine us.
主，让我们在这地上的教会每一个人都有生命。
So that all of us in this church will have life.
让我们都在主的生命里面成长。
We are growing in your life.
主啊，让教会成为一个有生命的教会。
That this church might be a church of life.
好让世人看见你荣耀的生命。
So that others may see your eternal and glorious life.
求主听我们的祷告。
May the Lord listen to our prayers.
祝福我们这里每一个弟兄姊妹所在的教会。
Bless each one of us and our churches that we represent.
让我们都能荣耀你。
That we may all glorify you.
都能彰显你。
And may manifest and testify of you.
听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣的圣名。
Hear our prayers in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.